Imagine finding a treasure map with a route marking the spot where you could find unbelievable riches. Sounds like a tall tale made for the movies. For Paul Linscott, it's real life. We follow the trail to an Arkansas cavern on this edition of The American Countryside. Paul Linscott says about 350 years ago, European explorers sought shelter inside this cave.
There have been a lot of artifacts that have been found here in the cavern from the conquistadors. Helmets, pieces of armor, a few weapons, a few gold coins found in the past.
It's known as the Old Spanish Treasure Cave. The party of Spaniards raided a Native American encampment while the braves were out hunting. They, in turn, tracked the Spanish to this cave, killing most in the party.
The Native Americans won the battle, and we know at least one Spaniard survived. And we do know that he made his way back to Madrid, Spain.
Years passed, and the cave and its legendary treasure was forgotten.
This cavern was sealed up and lost until 1885. An old man from Madrid, Spain, found some documents in a family Bible that was handed down to him. In those documents were maps how to get here, and there were also treasure maps of inside.
The man from Madrid hired locals to dig in a spot where the cavern entrance was noted to be located. They did find the opening and ventured inside.
They started finding some of the markings and some of the earlier artifacts from the conquistadors, but that treasure hunt didn't last a real long time because this elderly man became very, very sick.
Despite his illness, the search continued.
He actually was very cautious about not showing anybody his original treasure map. So what he did is he drew out another map up to a certain point, and he told the workers to reach that point and then write to him, and he would come back or send somebody back, and then it'd go the rest of the way.
The man was never heard from again, but the story lives. Paul has owned the cave since 1996, and he continues the search. So what's he found? That story next time as we travel the countryside. In Sulphur Springs, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.